From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaicans in Kingston and abroad celebrate their team qualifying for the World Cup. Growing complaints about hotels in the Dominican Republic could affect other Caribbean tourism destinations. And Cuban exiles in Miami and Havana once again trade words over the recent hotel bombings. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
It's a great opportunity we got, and we make a good use of it, and I wish them all the best.
I think that it's going to be good, and they're going to make it, and it's going to be very, very good!
Very good, man. They should be here a long time ago, just because we never really have the capital. Small country, powerful people, big.
Happy Jamaicans celebrating their team's qualification for the World Cup. A combination of a loss by El Salvador and a 0-0 draw for the Jamaicans against Mexico at home made Jamaica the first English-speaking Caribbean team to make it to the World Cup tournament. I spoke to the president of the Jamaican Football Federation, Horace Burrell, and asked him about the next step for the Reggae Boys on the road to France.
Well, we will be continuing with our training. We'll be playing a number of friendly international games, both at home and overseas, in order to get really very ready for the World Cup finals. Because I tell you,